Be with me, Lord, it's an appropriate song because we all have those moments where we feel like we need a constant sense of God's abiding presence. I'm going to describe a situation which is not about me or my family, so as I describe the situation, don't try to read any of my family into this, but put yourself possibly in this situation. You've got heartache in your life because you have dysfunction on both sides of your family. And it makes a relationship with both your parents and your spouse's parents and families very, very difficult. You have a child who has a learning disability and some behavioral issues that are associated with it. You have a job which you like very much, the work you do, but your coworkers are not helpful at all. And in fact, they are very adversarial, and they constantly are nitpicking the work that you do. Through the course of time, you find out that one parent, who is the least dysfunctional of the bunch, has a chronic terminal health condition. And then the work in which you are so often criticized, you can't take it anymore, and you leave that job to go get another job, only to find out that your work is still criticized, and you're fired after a few weeks. Through all of this, your parents' health continues to decline, and then you finally get another job, only to be at the outset of a pandemic, and you have to go work from home, making few connections with people at work. And then your dog dies that you've had for maybe 4 or 5 years. And then you find out that you have cancer. And it's one thing after another, after another, after another. What do? You ask for God to be near. And it's times like those when you can turn to Psalms, like Psalms 13, that do such a wonderful job of capturing your relationship with God and the difficulties that come into your life that do affect the way that you view your relationship with God. David said it like this: "How long, O Lord, will you forget me forever? How long will you hide your face from me? How long must I take counsel in my soul and have my sorrow in my heart all the day? How long shall my enemy be exalted over me? Consider and answer, O Lord my God. Light up my eyes, lest I sleep the sleep of death. Lest my enemy say I have prevailed over him. Lest my foes rejoice because I am shaken." Listen to me, God. Don't let it get any worse. And if we're all honest with ourselves, we have those moments where the troubles and the difficulties and the toils of life take their toll on us, and our humanity and our fragility are all too apparent to us. And we wonder if God is really there. But the answer to that question and the answer to our cries out to God come back to us as we review our lives and we see that in spite of all the difficulties, there are ways in which he's been there. There are moments and times, even when your family is dysfunctional, that you have these shining moments of caring and connection. There are, for the child who has a learning disability and some behavioral problems, resources, perhaps in the school system or in the community, that have been designed to help you cope with it. There are brief moments where you see God at work. You see faithfulness of God, and that while you're suffering, you have not been completely overwhelmed. You see, help and the heart of the friends and the loved ones around you, and in the prophetic, the medical professionals who help you. And though everything is not perfect, you see moment by moment blessings, places where God's love and providence has shown through already in your life. And so David says in verse 5, after he describes this long complaint, he says, "But I have trusted in your steadfast love. My heart shall rejoice in your salvation." He says, "I will sing to the Lord." Why? Because he has dealt bountifully with me. And it is being able to see God's bountiful hand that will get us through different moments of trial and tragedy. It's not wrong to ask God how long you're going to have to go through whatever it is that you're having to go through. As long as you're willing to be honest with yourself and see the ample evidence of goodness and reasons that you have to continue trusting in him. And so don't let go of the Psalms. Because for every expression of frustration, every expression of the weakness, of the frailty of humanity that we all have to deal with, there is a reminder that God is there on the other side of it. And he is not weak, and he is not frail, and he will always be there with us. And trust yourself to him. And tonight, if you're dealing with something, as you entrust yourself to him, let his people help. Whether we can baptize you into Christ or whether we can pray with you, that's our desire right now. Would you allow us to do it as we stand and sing to encourage you?